Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
At 12:11, we continue this morning, Dean Richards, Sunday morning. And it's our Christmas tree time spectacular that we do every year.
It's quite spectacular this year, too.
Only, you know what? You know what? Considering the bizarre circumstances of this year, that we, you know, we're not able to be out in Lake Barrington like we have been all these years with a live in-store audience, you know, and I got to say, I'm not bragging. It's a capacity crowd when we're out there. We a lot of people come out.
And I like the fact that you're wearing tinsel on your head.
I like just having anything on my head, to be honest with you. You should be able to relate to that.
Oh, sir. Sir.
But I'm happy that we're able to, you know, try to bring a little normalcy to this crazy year with all that's been going on. And thank you. We've gotten so many texts of people saying how much they're just enjoy laughing a little bit this morning and taking their mind off the troubles of the world a little bit. So we're very happy to do that and very appreciative to our friends at Tree Time for making it possible this year. And that includes Lori Kane, who along with her husband is are the owners of Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Lori, welcome back into the show here.
Thanks, Dean.
Yeah, we appreciate all your support and letting us put our Christmas Tree Time Spectacular on the air again this year. It feels normal. It feels kind of normal, considering the craziness of this year.
I think that's what Christmas is going to help us with this year. Hopefully, it's going to help us all feel a little more normal.
Yeah, you were saying earlier, I mean, I know that you have such a huge space there, a showroom, that you're able to traffic the people around the showroom safely. So, you know, people, of course, you have to wear a mask when you go in. But, you know, you can spend some time in the showroom and look at it. How many different Christmas trees do you all have out there on display?
Well, we have over 200 Christmas trees in our forest. So those are like the ones that you might shop just to choose your Christmas tree. But we also have about 13 different what we call vignettes or color styles, which are all decorated to maybe inspire you of what you might do on your own tree at home. So,
yeah, so there's
lots of Christmas when you come in.
A lot from which to choose. And you were saying that, you know, because people this year, instead of having huge family gatherings, you know, a lot of people are going to be doing individual family or friend gatherings, smaller ones. So, you know, people who might not have had a Christmas tree in the past are coming out to Tree Time to, you know, get something to bring a little of the holiday spirit into their individual homes this year, right?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people come in. And plus, I think, you know, a lot of people might be working from home. So as before, you know, you might have been busy around the holidays and going to places and parties and stuff. Now you're spending a lot more time at home and just having the holiday, you know, the lights and the Christmas decorations always make your home feel a little more cheery and stuff. So I think people are putting stuff up earlier and they have a little more time to put the things up because they feel like they'll have more time to enjoy it.
So. Right, right. Cassie Nichols is the showroom designer and buyer for Tree Time and is also on the line with us. Hi, Cassie.
Good morning, Dean.
So what's new and exciting and, you know, what new things do we need to add to our holiday collections this year?
Oh, my gosh. We have a lot of new things this year. We have Harris family ornaments. They're hand-blown ornaments from Poland. And the interesting thing about those ornaments, because of COVID this year, the family actually finished painting the ornaments in their home rather than in their workspace. So that's interesting. They're beautiful, beautiful ornaments. Another thing that we have new, or we've got actually our our trends that we're up on. We have all of the traditional things that you want for your home, as well as trendy new colors. White's very popular right now with soft neutrals that kind of give that cozy effect. As Lori was talking, people are spending more time at home, and they kind of want to be cozy. So our trends are kind of going towards that to make your home really cozy and great.
That's fun. Now, so if somebody is setting up for the first time, a lot of people have Christmas decorations, but as Lori said, some people are setting up for the first time because they have to this year. The large family gatherings aren't going to take place this year. Where do they start? What are the kinds of things they should think about?
Oh, gosh, the space that they're going to have for their tree would be the most important thing. If they're looking for a new tree, it's really important to see how big of a space that you have for the tree, and then decide what kind of decor that you want for that tree, I think would probably be the first two things. And then after that, we can help you kind of coordinate things for your tree. Now, while with COVID, we're not actually having classes here in the store, I'm still back in the design studio, and we can help people out one-on-one with any questions they might have according to any of that class content that we've had in the past.
What would you say are the most frequently asked questions?
Oh, gosh, the most frequently one is if you have your family, your traditional family tree, what's your ornaments that you've collected over the years? And people will come into the showroom and they'll see, oh, wow, we have the different theme vignettes, and they want to kind of take their family tree to the next level, but they don't want to get rid of all the special ornaments because they may be mismatched and whatever the collections that mean a lot to them over the year. So the question I always get is, how can I take that tree to the next level? And it's actually very simple. You can do it as easy as adding ribbon to your tree or floral stems to your tree, and maybe even some specialty lighting.
Jim, you must decorate like crazy. I mean, you always do anyway.
Well, yeah, we have had at one time 3.5 trees. I've got them all at Tree Time, and in fact, I'm already to Lori's point. I believe next Saturday I'm putting up the Christmas stuff.
Hmm.
So that is even almost like 10 days before Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
But I feel the same way that she said. I feel that we need a lot of Christmas right this very minute. Yeah. I mean, I've got a few little Thanksgiving things up, and we might leave the coffee table, which is currently decorated for Thanksgiving. But I'm already looking at things around, going, okay, when do I put up my Santas and when do I put
right.
up all my...
Now, Tree Time, they've decorated trees here at WGN for years.
Oh, remember in the Showcase Studio
in
on Michigan Avenue.
Over at that old dump on Michigan Avenue where we were. It's now a mattress store. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
But at least that studio is nice.
But they would design these beautiful trees, and I would be so intimidated when I would come in. Because Cassie, like you're saying, and Lori, I'm one of these people that, oh, this was my grandmother's ornament. Oh, this was from when I did this. This is from when I did that. Nothing matches on my tree. Is that bad? Am I committing a Christmas faux pas?
No, not. Oh my gosh, not at all. Actually, those are the most important things about Christmas, the special ornaments that mean so much to you. There's a way to pull that together. Like I said, it's as simple as adding ribbon to your tree, lighting, or floral stems.
One year, I put so many ribbons, floral stems, things in my tree because it was... I had chopped my own tree down that year, and I saw a tree in the distance, and I said, if I just take the top 10 feet of that tree, it's perfect from a distance. And I cut this gigantic tree down.
And what did your neighbor say?
And no, it was at a Christmas tree. Christmas tree farm. And I cut this giant tree down and then cut off my 10 feet. And the 10 feet from a distance looked great. Up close, there were actually only about 4 branches on it.
And so Charlie Brown tree.
I had to put so much stuff on that tree. I could have bought everything at Tree Time, and it still wouldn't have looked proper.
Is it okay to have theme trees? Because we've had theme trees. We have our one, like you're talking about, with all the traditional, ornaments. But then I have all these Rankin and Bass, like, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer figurines. And so we have one tree of just all those characters.
Nice.
And then we love theme trees.
Yeah.
We are all about theme trees.
Yeah, and we have the Anna Lee dolls in another tree. And then we have various dolls. So it'd be Snoopy with a Santa hat or Santa.
I'm surprised you don't have an Elton John tree.
Okay. Well, I do have.
In real life, nobody looked more like a Christmas tree than Elton John.
I have put the glasses on one of the
branches.
I have hung my
on the branches.
On the branches.
Oh, nice.
I have done that. Yeah.
I think we need an Elton John tree next year, Cassie.
There you go.
There you go.
I think he needs to come work with us, actually.
Hey, I'm available.
To the theme tree.
There you go.
I'm available.
There you go. Lori, if people want to come out to Tree Time Christmas Creations now through the holidays, give us the hours, the phone numbers, addresses, websites, everything that we need to know.
All right. So we're at 22102 Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, Illinois. And our phone number is 847-527-8880. And we are open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 6. We're open late on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so from 10 to 8 on both Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. So we're here 7 days a week. We'd love to help you create your Christmas and get your house cozy and bring some cheer to you this year.
And Lori, I'll give you this as a freebie. I'm just giving you this one. A tree with Purell and masks on it.
Oh, brilliant.
That's the way to go.
I think we should go to Target,
get the travel Purell, put a few hooks on those, and get those nice blue. Hey, you talked about light colors. Those blue on a white tree?
Yeah.
Oh, those blue masks will look amazing.
Genius.
It would look great.
Yeah. That's genius.
you need some toilet paper ribbon with that, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
What says Merry Christmas more than reminding you that there's a national pandemic going on?
Happy Merry Pandemic. Merry COVID.
Cassie Nichols, the designer and buyer, and Lori Kane, co-owner, Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. Guys, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, and I hope we get things back to normal and we can do our show back out there again next year.
Yes, we really miss
many of our
today.
Customers.
Yes, our customers have all been asking, and we're so disappointed you guys couldn't come out, but we appreciate you doing it for us virtually, so thank you.
Sure, send them over to my house. We'll do the show there for you. Guys, thank you so much.